Glory to my Guru, Shri Krishna Guruji. Today we're undertaking Chapter 7 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Glories of the Sages. This is Section 1, Glory of the Path, Sutra 67 through 69. First, we'll hear these sutras together, and then we'll take them one by one. Devotees whose sole single goal is the Lord Himself, and whose single-pointed devotion towards the Lord is for its own sake, are the primary, the best. When they, with throats choked with emotion, body covered with horripilations, and tears flowing down, converse with each other in broken words, they sanctify their family and tribe, nay, the very earth itself they come to glorify. They sanctify the sacred places of pilgrimage, add glory to actions, and lend authority to the scriptures. Now we'll take each sutra one by one. Sutra 67. Devotees whose sole single goal is the Lord Himself, and whose single-pointed devotion towards the Lord is for its own sake, are the primary, the best. The best devotion is this single-pointed devotion, where the goal is towards the Lord Himself. The sages are the devotees of the Lord having that one single goal. In spiritual, those on the path of devotion can only hope for the grace to have this one goal. The perfect devotees perform the highest form of service with their single-pointed devotion. It's hard to say that it is a goal. It simply is devotion. Devotees want to be the best servant of the Lord. It's the sages who reach that perfection. Sri Krishna Guruji has said that this absolute love is given free of any attachments, and the devotee does not make a show of their devotion. The devotee of the Lord doesn't lay claim to the service that they perform. They only serve the Lord with their heartfelt devotion. To take credit destroys the purity of their service. Sutra 68. When they, with throats choked with emotion, body covered with horripilations, and tears flowing down, converse with each other in broken words, they sanctify their family and tribe, nay, the very earth itself they come to glorify. This devotion wells up all throughout the body, and there are these outward signs of their inner experience. You will hear the voice break when a devotee sings for the Lord as tears flow down their cheeks. The devotee's inner being is overflowing with this love. Sri Krishna Guruji warns us not to confuse the experience of the devotee with what happens to someone possessed by religious fervor or by ghosts. For the devotees of the Lord, it is deep love that is seeping out from their inner being. Their love of the Lord will sanctify those around them and the earth too, in that through the path of devotion, one can be liberated from rebirths. Sri Krishna Guruji has said that the highest of devotees liberate themselves and seven past generations of his family, this current family, and seven generations into the future. The sages, who are indeed the devotees of the Lord, sanctify the very ground on which they step. They settle the area surrounding the places where they live and where they travel. Sutra 69. They sanctify the sacred places of pilgrimage, add glory to actions, and lend authority to the scriptures. It is the authority of the divine who acts through his devotees. It is the sages and spiritual masters who can clarify the scriptures for modern people and can teach right actions. They are the ones who sanctify the sacred places of pilgrimage. You'll recall that it's the sages who step into the Ganga, purifying that river. It's the purity and holiness of the sages infused into that river that purifies those who bathe in her waters. Spiritual masters will travel to the places of pilgrimage to sanctify those holy places, which should remain holy for the lovers of the Lord. Just the same, the spiritual master may not sanctify other places of ritualistic worship or those places that are corrupt and without godliness. It happens that due to greed and such that those who have been entrusted with the sacred place have allowed decay and depravity to set in. You can see it when there are so many merchants trying to sell God and to sell the path to God realization. The essence of many of Sri Krishna Guruji's satsangs drive this home. While it may seem sad, it is just the way in which the universal existence hurls itself forward in this Kali Yuga. The unholiness will continue to grow, but Guruji has said that the Lord will take care of his devotees and continue to hold those devotees closely to his heart and in the palm of his hand. So we'll stop here today. This completes Sutras 67 through 69 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 7, Glory of the Sages, Section 1, Glory of the Path. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.